T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome back to the Aftermess Podcast. How you doing? It's Joey Boy.
Hi, it's Anish.
It's Gina.
And Carla.
We're going to get into things that, why we can't stand Christmas, all right? Fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. We're going to go by things that, things that we cannot stand about Christmas.
The Aftermess.
Listen, if my wife would just fucking tell me what she wants for Christmas, it would save me so much time and just pick. I'm a giver, whether it's in the bedroom or Christmas time.
Wow.
I love to give gifts. I get off on getting gifts. It's my thing. I've got to my status of an old man where I don't give a fuck if you give me underwear, socks. I get off on giving gifts. It's my thing.
Mm-hmm. You so think your love language is giving gifts? That's a love language, right?
Mm-hmm. Gift giving?
Yeah. I don't know what that means.
I know gift receiving is. I can't remember if gift giving is one.
Or is it acts of
service? Oh, acts of service. Well, that's usually point like, is you like giving shit.
I do.
Like, I'm an acts of service guy.
I like throwing the party. I like hosting a party.
Right.
I like giving gifts. I love the happiness, my wife and the kids, but my wife drives me fucking, I don't need any. All year you're hinting, and you guys witness this on the IG story.
Yeah.
She hints about shit all fucking year. Oh. When it matters most, just tell me what you want. I got you. Because
you know
I want to make you happy. Just tell me what the fuck you want.
I mean, I know your kids are younger, but when they're older, you got to enlist one of them. Like, whether it's like slip them a 5 or 10 on the side, but they got to collect mommy's hints for you throughout the year and give you that list at the end. You know what I'm saying?
All in favor for JoJo, say aye.
I
think JoJo would be a great secret, my secret little agent, my list.
Absolutely,
five.
Yeah.
I feel like JoJo would give you a list at the end of the year and the list would say shoes. The red t-shirt from Target, and then it'll say June 2019.
Like, you're like, how am I supposed to get that?
Yeah, how the fuck does a 15-year-old convince mom what she wants? Man? Mm. Like, mom, these shoes, you like them? I'm thinking of getting them for these girls. Which ones do you like? Like, how do you do? I don't know. It gives me, and then she's been through how many Christmases with me on radio? Four years and the same shit every year, right?
Yeah.
If Amber just told me what the fuck she wanted.
Well, because then I will get enlisted and they'll be like, can you find out what she likes?
Yes.
And I'm like,
I actually have enlisted Anish. I think it was last year.
I feel like I remember
several times. Yeah.
And Anish has done a great job.
I don't know if I always do a great job because sometimes I'll be like, okay, I have a confession to make. I have a Christmas confession to make. I've just straight up hit her up and I've been like, girl, Joey's asking me what the fuck you want for Christmas. What do you want?
That's fine.
And she'll, oh, I didn't know I was allowed to do that.
That's fucking fine.
Because it will be like,
I don't give a fuck if she's in on at that point. I just want to get her what she wants. I don't want to get her some shit she doesn't want. 1 year, I bought her, the style was a few years ago, remember where all the girls were rocking shell toes?
Uh-huh.
Adidas shell toes was the
thing.
Oh,
yeah. Yes.
I bought her fucking some thinking this is in style. Kim K was rocking them. Guess what the fuck she wore once? These fucking shell toes. Like, well, that was a fucking waste.
Yeah. No, I get that. It's a pain in the ass because I'm also a gift giver, and Bryce is very, very similar to the point where, like, bless him because this year he finally has a fucking list. Thank you.
Well, just like his birthday, he told you that he wanted an electric fucking unicycle.
He did.
Sounds weird to us, but if he wants it, I'd rather buy something that they fucking want.
He did tell me like the day before though. That's always the hard thing. He's like, I don't know, I don't know. And then it just kind of comes to him, you know? So that's kind of hard. But I actually might get him that for Christmas now because I know he still really wants it. And I'm like, okay, babe, send me some links. He's also hella fucking particular. Is Amber particular?
Yes. Oh,
like,
fuck
it's
yes.
not just like an electric unicycle. It's this model and this specs. And it's like, I don't know any of that, motherfucker.
I remember the time and you guys all use makeup. The point from 1 year to the next year, I fucked up again. This was like 4 years ago. I bought her a gift card to Mac. Oh, she doesn't. The Mac, no one uses Mac anymore. She's Sephora now.
Oh.
And I'm like, wait, last year I bought you Mac and you were over the moon.
Oh, this is so funny because Sephora's a store.
Right. MAC is a brand. I mean, it's a makeup store as well, but it's a specific brand of makeup. Sephora is going to sell MAC. They're also going to sell Fenty. They're also going to sell Estee Lauder. So.
Maybe it's not Sephora. Maybe it's another line.
No, Sephora is the store where you can buy all these things because you've gotten her gift cards for Sephora before. And that's ideal because that's where you go.
And you can buy the stuff with the makeup. Exactly. Got you. Why fuck that up? Yeah. And I was just like, but last year you loved my MAC gift card. No, I do Sephora now. Yeah, so to answer your question, Gina, she's very meticulous and it has to be. So it
has to be very particular.
That's what I don't fucking like about Christmas.
It's hard.
Just
it's
tell me what you want. I got you.
Christmas is really hard. I think like on the opposite side of it, one of the things in general when it comes to gift receiving for me is like if I'm receiving a gift, and let's just be all the way real, we've gotten gifts that were just like,
an avocado. Yeah. Thanks.
Thank you.
I love it.
I'm allergic. Yeah. Bitch.
But I think like I have certain friends of mine, for example, that will always kind of like look over to make sure that like I'm using the gift that they got me, right? Like the hat that I definitely would never rock in real life, or the shirts or the pants or all those things. So on the flip side, I also feel really weird because it'll be like receiving, I mean, my gosh, I can say this confidently, like I lost my mother this year, but she got me a tie, I think it was 2 Christmases ago, that was literally like a dog pattern all over it.
I love that.
And I was like, Mom.
Oh, God.
I will never. But I could never actually say that to her face. And I always feel so conflicted because it's like,
wait, were you on radio when she gave you that?
Oh, 100%. This was either.
Because I feel like.
This was a couple years ago.
Okay.
No, it's like, I get that it could be like me with the way that I dress. But it was so adorable because she was like, if you have like a very nice like business meeting or something. And I was like,
a nice business meeting? You walk in with a dog tie?
Like, that's, I mean, adorable. Like Dalmatians patterned. And there was a purple background. And the Dalmatian, I believe, was wearing like a Christmas hat too. So I was like,
oh my God.
That's cute.
You gotta
adorable.
Wear it.
No, it's adorable. I would wear it. What I've come to the conclusion of is like, I'll rock that stuff or whatever. Like, I'll use those gifts when I'm around them. But on the flip side, if I give you a gift, like, I don't think I'm the best gift giver by any means. So I'm always just like, honey, if you don't even fucking like my gift, I literally don't care. You don't ever have to use it. I don't ever have to see you. Like, I have no feelings when it comes to it because I know what it's like to be the receiver. And if I don't, I hate that pressure. Because I have some friends, some of the gay mafia who will be like, wow, I haven't seen you use that wallet. So did you hate it? Because it was really expensive. What's the male
did.
Kate Spade?
Kate Spade.
Kate Spade.
The male Kate's Michael Kors.
Is it? No.
I don't fucking know. Carl I just Spade. Know it's, his name is Michael. I don't know.
What is this guy's?
Perry Ellis. Fucking no.
Jack Spade.
Jack Spade.
Oh, I've never even heard of that.
So it's a really nice. Now I actually like. Shout out to my friend Robinson. Like, got me this really nice wallet. I appreciate it. It's a really nice wallet.
It is
That's
really nice.
A really nice wallet.
But there's other gifts that I've gotten, for example, that I'll be like, I'm literally never going to wear this. And I feel very conflicted about that.
It's super weird that you mentioned, like, your friend being like, it was really expensive, why don't you use it? Like, with expensive gifts, I hate that I am the way that I am, but let me tell you. If I'm spending $80 on your gift, I also expect you to spend $80 on my gift. Because I am not a gift giver, so the way that I see it is more like an exchange, which I know sounds really shady. But I know it sounds shady. I don't care. Because I feel less guilty buying that $100 purse for me if I can justify it in my mind that I bought a $100 pair of shoes for you.
Absolutely.
Interesting.
Okay.
Interesting.
I'm not with you on that personally, but I understand where you're coming from.
I had a boyfriend that was the same exact way. So for Christmas, we're both like, okay, let's both spend like $200 on each other. And so we both like bought each other a bunch of stuff that we both technically already knew he wanted.
Right.
So it was as if I had bought him for myself but with his money, and as if he had bought stuff for himself with my money, but really we both won. You know?
What?
I really appreciate that you guys had that conversation and it worked out for you. That's what I like about that story.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
You're welcome. That's all I got. Gosh, but like talking about, I guess, just what we hate about Christmas. There's one tradition that I hate about Christmas, and I know we say all the time the podcast is not for little kids, it's not for little ears. I can't emphasize this enough.
Turn it off.
Get your kid out the room. I don't want to tell him to turn it off. Keep listening. But get your kid out the room. Get your kid out the car. Pull over. make them walk next to you for a little bit, as long as you're not on the freeway. Don't let them listen to this. And I'm going to say it one more time. Do not let your children listen to this, because it is a super secret Christmas thing that only us adults can know about. Okay?
Right, right.
Deal. I fucking hate Elf on a Shelf. I hate it. And like, I thought maybe, because I always hated it before I had kids, because I would see, I don't know if it's like the Elf on the Shelf that I hate, or if it's the constant bombardment of Instagram posts that I see of your elf doing stupid ass shit that I don't fucking care about. And I know I sound like such a Scrooge. I see it all the time. And now that I have a kid, I'm like, maybe I'll get it. Nope, still don't get it. I didn't grow up with Elf on a Shelf. It wasn't a thing in my life, and I was just fine. I didn't need this elf to report back to Santa. It just feels like another thing that they want to pile onto the parent when it's already a crazy fucking busy time. We got gifts to plan, we got gifts to wrap, we got food to cook, we got Christmas cards to send out, and then there's the Christmas photos you're supposed to take for the Christmas cards to send out. I'm like, I ain't got no time for no fucking elf on a shelf.
Wait, do you send out Christmas cards?
I don't. Well, I haven't, but my baby was like, I was very early postpartum afterwards, so my ass was not getting pretty for no Christmas card last year. This year, maybe. It's not something that I don't like. I think they're very sweet, and the photos are very sentimental. I think they're really cute, but I can't get behind Elf on a Shelf. I just fucking hate it.
It wasn't until I got on the show, and I think it was through your family, Joey, that I was even introduced to it, because I didn't know what that was. Like, I have my own Christmas experience growing up. There's nothing wrong with me, but like, what exactly is Elf on a Shelf again?
Elf on a Shelf. It's a little elf, and it shows up, and it's all doing like mischief every day. So you come up with a little story, like the elf is, and the kid gets excited to wake up and see what the elf did that morning. He's reporting to Santa of whether you've been naughty or not. And it's just a cute thing for kids to do. And we absolutely love it. And I have absolutely opposite of Gina. I love doing it.
Yeah, it's
so much.
To look at it.
It's so fun for the kids. And you just got to get out of your own way. And just, it's for your kids. It's not for you. I didn't grow up with Elf on the Shelf at all.
Right.
When we started doing it and seeing the kids like it, you can't. It doesn't matter that you don't like to do it. It's like, I don't fucking want to go to, like, these kids. Fuck, you don't really want to see your kid do these fucking sports because you know it's just all for nothing, or these plays and all the, you know, all these things that you're like, you might be bored. But the kids love it, so we do it. And it's kind of funny just to see their expression, and they're excited about it. So I get excited that my kids are excited.
Wait, and that's definitely the other side of it. I just can't get behind that shit. It annoys the fuck out of me. I'm like, nope.
That's fair. I mean, hey, to each their own. I don't know.
Really quick, I'm sorry. I'm still stuck on this. The elf does little bad things every day.
Yeah, like sometimes, like one of the things, like you'll see all these Pinterest things, like 20 ideas for your elf on a shelf. Like, oh no, he's stuck in underwear. And you'll like put your child's chonies on the fridge covered in magnets, and the elf is stuck in the underwear. Or like one of the days, he's like fucking hanging from the ceiling, or maybe he spills a bunch of sugar everywhere.
And your kid just ends up laughing. It's just another moment for your kid to just laugh, and you laugh with them. It's just one of those cute moments.
Elf crashed the car.
I'd rather have a tickle fight with my kid. I'll make you laugh that way, honey. But I ain't no fucking.
Well, I mean,
no elf on the shelf here.
I think like it's to each their own. Like it's kind of like a harmless thing to me, one way or the other. I guess like I think about like the plays and stuff or whatever that my parents had to go to. I just think like for me when I think about Christmas. I know that for me, since we've already set the whole, like, children, don't be listening to this part of it, my parents were both born in India, and they were raised very traditionally and not with a Christ-based, like, religious background. So they didn't have Christmas growing up, and for several years into, like, my birth into this world, as well as, like, going into childhood, we didn't have it either. Because at first, like, my parents were just like, why, like, the legitimate response was, you're not a Christian, so you shouldn't be celebrating Christmas. And that was what I got from my dad. And as a kid, I was like, I don't care. I don't know who that is. But I want to get gifts because I would see all of my other friends get all these gifts. And then the other argument was, my birthday is December 13. So then my dad's response would be, well, yeah, but your birthday is like literally 2 weeks, like not even 2 weeks before Christmas. So shut up.
You had a debate. Your dad had a debate every single year.
Oh, it was on and popping. And it wasn't until because my dad is like, my dad loves the daughter the same way that you are with Gia. Uh-huh. So my sister would step in and was just like, but my birthday is in September. So you're ruining my chance to have this moment of Christmas and to have all of these gifts. And so eventually, like, God, what was I? I was well into being in school when I had like my first Christmas celebration, which was just really interesting because I stepped into it very late. So we each started off getting like one gift each. And then eventually it turned into like getting a couple more gifts, and slowly but surely there was more and more. But like, I had this weird understanding of what Santa Claus was. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't until I was maybe like 10 years old that I walked in on my mom, who was wrapping gifts in one of the other rooms in the house, and she just turned back and stared at me. And we had like the stare off for probably like a whole 30 seconds. And then she yelled, "Get out!"
I feel like, does every kid have that moment? Because I remember walking in on my parents doing it too. And then it got to a point where, because I'm one of five, so I've had little sisters. When I was old enough, my mom would enlist me to help her wrap things for my younger sisters. Like, it even got to that point.
My mom's done that for like my cousins before. I think it was like one Christmas, she got two-turned and forgot to wrap. My cousin got two-turned and forgot to wrap the Santa gifts. Because Mexicans, we celebrate Christmas Eve. We don't celebrate Christmas Day.
Yeah. Okay.
At least my family.
Oh, really?
It's
not all Mexicans. Traditionally, it's supposed to be Christmas Eve, but I know certain generations, they'll do it on Christmas Day.
What?
Oh, no, yeah. No, we celebrate Christmas Eve. We have dinner. We stay up until midnight. At midnight, we do a gift exchange, and everybody goes home. No one sees each other on Christmas Day.
Puerto Rican's the same thing.
Okay, cool. Mm-hmm. I wanted to make sure. And my mom helped my cousin wrap her turned up gifts. But you know how you said that you didn't celebrate Christmas till you were way older?
Mm-hmm.
I used to get babysat by this lady who had daughters the same age as me and my sister. And like, we got babysat by her for years, but always during Christmas time, my parents would have time off or whatever.
Okay.
One Christmas, we spent it with them because our families got really close. And I asked the girls, I was like, "What did you guys ask Santa Claus for Christmas?" And the girls were like, "What?" And I was like, "What you mean what? Christmas, Santa Claus, your card, what are you getting tomorrow?" And they were like, they had no idea what Santa Claus was. And so then they had to have that awkward conversation with like their parents. And then like, finally their parents were like, "Oh, we just like never told them about Santa Claus."
They just left that part of Christmas out.
We're never getting gifts.
Wait, how old were they?
Yo, they must have been like 8, 10, and 11.
So oh,
I feel
my
like,
God.
I feel like the 10 and 11-year-olds knew.
How
do
they know
knew.
About that going to school?
I feel like the 10 and 11-year-olds knew. But, well, to be completely honest with you, it'd be like, "What did you get for Christmas?" "Oh, I got this and this." Not, you don't really go in like, "What did Santa give you?" It's more like, "What did you get for Christmas?"
Wow.
So I think that they just never really... Yeah. I don't know.
That's crazy, though, because I feel like even they'll do, like, letters to Santa and things like that.
School plays.
Yeah, like in school.
Well, growing up, too, there was always a thing with my family with there's a difference of Christmas being the day of Christ's birthday, and then Santa Claus.
Yeah.
So why are you celebrating it? And there's certain family that would explain Christmas, obviously, it's in the name Christ, you know? And then there was the whole thing, what did Santa get you? And then we have my family, some of them started becoming Jehovah's Witness.
Ooh.
Which was the same thing for my cousins because they don't celebrate birthdays. They don't celebrate Christmas. Mm-hmm. And it's actually
Christmas
my...
is included. Okay.
My,
any holiday.
Cousin that I just spent my birthday with, Celine, she grew up Jehovah's Witness. And it was always sad for us because... they didn't celebrate Christmas.
So you can't include them in the holidays. Mm-mm. Is the thing. You can't invite them over and like...
You can invite them. They ain't going to show up.
Right.
Well, my mom would sneak them presents.
Oh.
My mom always bought them presents. Here's some gifts for you guys. She didn't say Merry Christmas. She wanted to respect it, but she just felt like... this was horrible.
Like, it's not fair for the kids because you don't get
fair.
To choose your religion.
So
when
I think
12.
My mom did it the right way. She didn't say Merry Christmas. She goes, "I got you something."
That's a very respectful way to go about it. It is. Because she's not trying to impose her views. She's just trying to include them in
exactly.
the overall spirit.
Because you're a little kid.
Yeah.
Some little kids got it quicker than the others. But it was such a separation with my family. I have a huge Puerto Rican family back east. And now, not to my parents and a cousin in the west. But growing up, some went from Catholicism to Jehovah's Witness. Catholicism to Christianity.
Oh, wow.
Some kids were Santa Claus, write a letter to Santa Claus. Some people were, "This is Christmas, you have to go to Midnight Mass," was a huge.
Oh, God.
Remember that?
Midnight Mass?
Yes. Yes. That's like Amber goes to Midnight Mass.
Oh, I did that one time.
Yes.
I went with my friend who is Catholic. I went with time because I just became like really curious. Like, I was like, "What?
What is Midnight Mass?" It was regular
Mass
happened? At midnight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like literally staying up till midnight. And the kids dozing off.
And then, there was like a whole prayer thing that was happening that I like participated in. But I didn't understand what was happening like at all.
Right.
But it's pretty common because I didn't understand that was happening in the Hinduism either that I practiced. It's pretty much how it is.
I still have jealousy that I didn't go to college like you guys. I wish I really went to college. I think I really would have taken a minor or just study on religion because I just find it so interesting. I find it so fascinating, Carla, like just what the people's beliefs. And I do believe there's a higher form, and I respect every religion because I've been through about 3 or 4 different religions in my life, and I respect all of it. But I just find it so fascinating on just religion in general.
Religion is very fascinating.
Yes.
Very
it's
interesting.
Really interesting how there's so many concepts. This is my opinion, that there's so many similar concepts that were created by so many different like groups of people in completely different regions, where like the details get a little they kind of change depending, but like it all comes down to, and I could be wrong again because I only took like the welcome to religion and I was just like, cool, I got my credit, gotta
go.
Right? But like the concepts were always like a this or a that, like there was always like a heaven or a hell, a good or a bad.
It's a foundation of like morality kind of. Most of them at least are like founded on hope and love, and with that, with the right and wrong, is like repentance, is that the word, and like forgiveness, like they're all based on that, and plus like reincarnation, like they literally all have the same base foundations, which is super, except for the only one I don't know anything about is the Church of Satan. So, but other than that,
but I've heard that Satanism is not even really like what it sounds like.
No,
like at all.
Bryce likes to look into it a lot because my husband is kind of a, I don't know if class clown's the right word. He likes to make fun of shit, and because the Church of Satan has such a
effect to it, funny.
Like, but reality, what they are is like they just don't believe in organized religion. It's not that they worship the traditional Satan. There's also the Church of Satan, and then there's Satanism, and those are two different things. And he's looked into it extensively, and it's a belief in you are in control of your moral compass. It's not God, it's you. If you're doing fucked up shit, don't blame God, blame yourself. It's kind of more of that route. Ooh. So he really liked it, actually. And then he's like, I'm going to tell my dad that we're following the Church of Satan because his dad's real religious. Bryce just likes to fucking poke the bear. So he was really interested in the concept. But when you look into it, it's not as bad as it sounds whatsoever. It's more so holding yourself accountable for your actions.
Hmm.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
Fuck that. Nothing with the word Satan. Yeah,
but that's right, fair.
I don't fuck with that at all.
I don't know, but it's interesting because I didn't learn about that stuff either. But even going back to like Christmas, there is also, at least like in the Indian traditions, like there is like a similar concept to.
Oh, I was gonna ask, do you guys have like your own version of Christmas?
Yeah, I mean, like there is Christmas in India too. Like there's a lot
Wasn't
of Christ-based
there a big
religions
that just
there.
Happened in,
yes,
for the Hindu religion, what
yes.
was it called?
Diwali.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. So
right.
this is kind of like the new year.
Sounds like a fancy hotel. Say
oh,
Diwali.
Honey, listen. Let me tell you something, honey. That Diwali, honey.
Is your purse
oh, honey.
Designer? Yeah, it's Diwali.
Bitch, I love that.
That's so true.
Diwali is the celebration essentially of the new year,
okay.
and it's also celebrated with something that's called like the celebration of lights or the festival of lights. And so there's usually like some sort of big ass like light spectacle that happens.
Text lantern to 21015. Sorry.
Get into the gig, honey. But outside of that, then you're also supposed to go into the new year with brand new clothes. So you are intentionally set to go. Like growing up, my parents would always go and make sure that they got us a whole new outfit.
Undies too? Everything?
Everything.
You're fresh and so clean.
You're
clean.
Fresh, and that's like supposed to be like symbolically like you're going into the new year like brand new. Bitch, I'm new. Bitch, I'm fabulous. My outfit is on point. I'm ready to slay the brand new year. But
I like that.
Yeah, but it's kind of like, I mean, I don't know the specifics of Christmas, but it also kind of seems the same to me where it's like,
right.
it's the end of the year, we're all treating ourselves,
right,
like
right.
we're all having this moment together as a family and going into the new year with a positive attitude. Maybe
I think
I'm wrong.
Like the
I
common
know.
Denominator is, whether it's religion or you're a giver or you're a taker, whatever, is Christmas really just gifts?
Yes.
Whether you like to give them, receive them, get a heads up
yeah.
what you're going to get, I feel like it's become about gifts. Two things you want.
It's very commercialized.
Two things you want for Christmas, Anish.
Ooh, more vacation time.
Okay.
And the salary I requested for my contract negotiations.
So work related.
Work related, honey, because this is my life.
Gina, two things you would love for Christmas.
I just started an Amazon wish list for Bryce because I know he'll forget. So I'm like, here, just go here. But one of the things I really want, it's called a mandala coloring book. It's like a coloring book for adults, basically.
Oh my gosh, I have so many of those, Gina. We can color together.
It just seems soothing because I feel like sometimes you get wrapped up in all these thoughts and we're always looking for a way to slow down and turn shit off. And that's a great way to do it because it's such an intricate pattern that you're focused on coloring. Like, that's all you can think about. Mm-hmm. And I used to be much more artistic than I am now. Just time-wise, I used to color a lot more and draw a lot more. And I kind of want to get back into that. It's very therapeutic. So that's one thing for sure. And then I also put on there like some stupid fancy gel pens to go with it. So there's two things.
Hey, 90s throwback. Work. Yeah.
Carla?
I just want money.
Hey.
I don't want gifts. I don't want gift cards unless it's to like Fry's or something, the grocery store. You ever heard of it?
Or a Visa gift card.
Or a Visa gift card because like I don't need anything. Like I have enough shoes. I really have enough clothes. Like I have enough of everything that I could possibly need.
That's the tough part about being an adult to me is like...
Like,
you can buy your own shit.
I can like literally
go, I go get it or I plan on it and it's more gratifying if I go get it.
I agree with Carla though. Even if it's different if you buy it for yourself than someone buys it for you. It's just kind of a sense of like, cool, I didn't have to buy that.
Yeah.
But I still got it.
I still got it.
That's so interesting because I'm not mad. Don't get me wrong. Yeah. I'm never mad at receiving a gift, but it doesn't do anything. And I can see how people like react differently because I'm just kind of like, I don't know if I'm just like taking after my dad, but I'm just like, thank you so much. But it wouldn't really matter to me if I got it myself or if you did. You know what I mean?
Interesting.
I don't know.
Yeah.
The but one person that matters for me is my mom. And also, too, I never have to ask my mom. She's like a very true gift giver where it will just be a complete surprise. Like with Bryce, I have to make him the list, like show him exactly where to get it. So it kind of takes some of that fun, I guess, of getting the gift out of it. But like, and it doesn't have to be an occasion either. If I go to my mom's house, she can just say like, hey, I bought you this jumpsuit from Amazon. Tell me if you like it. And I'm like, well, that was very sweet. Like, I didn't even have to ask. Like, it's just nice. Like, it's the thought for me that I like more than the gift. Because you're right. Like, all this shit on my wish list, I don't know if it would make a difference between me or Bryce. Like, I'm doing it more for show now for Maeve. So mommy has presents, daddy has presents, and baby has presents type of thing. But when a person goes out of their way and I don't like it's a complete surprise and it's just like a little gift or if it's a fucking headband, it doesn't matter what it is, or like this makeup stick that she bought because it was iridescent and made her think of me. Like it's just cute shit like that.
I guess the act is what matters more to me than the gift itself. Yeah. What about you?
You know what? It's just necessity stuff. Like I like Stance socks. I tried Lululemon chonies. I love Lululemon chonies now.
Are they good?
They're fucking really good. They're expensive, but god dang, they're good. Stuff like, I'm back in shoes. Like, give me some fucking shoes I like. Air Max. Like, I know what I want now. So I'm tired of just like, if Amber asked me, like, look, if you want to, I'm going to tell you exactly what I want. Mm-hmm. If you don't get it, I'm not tripping because I really want to know what you want. Sporting event. Like, give me tickets to
That's
sporting event.
Duh.
A massage. You know, just shit that I already do.
Yeah.
I already go to sporting events. I like shoes.
Like, you know you like it. You know you'll use it.
Exactly.
Because for you, that helps, where it's just like, that's one thing off my list that I don't have to worry about. Yeah. I guess that's true. I guess,
it's stuff that I already use and want. It's easy for me. I don't need no big... I love the whole that you took thought in. I love that.
Those are really sweet, but those are sweet when they're random. You know, like when I'll visit my mom at home and she'll run out with like a $2 mask that has a sloth on it, but she'll be like, hey, look what I found at the store. Like, I got this for you. And I'm just like, ugh.
You know what I just thought? I told Amber this one time. We got an argument about some shit a long time ago. I would love at one point, maybe for my birthday, I told Amber, I want at one point that you plan out a whole trip and I don't have to do shit. Like, you book everything, you book the hotel, you tell me where we're eating dinner, you tell me what to wear, that I don't have to do nothing. Oh, that would be bang, because I have to plan everything out. That would be fucking dope. With that said, I put all our names in this thing. You guys want to do a Secret Santa? That way we have like a month to save up.
Oh, shut up. Are you serious?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Oh, that's why I was kind of setting you guys up. That way we all kind of know what each other want. You know what I'm saying? I'm kind of thinking like,
I'll change my mind. Anything like Nintendo related or Beyonce related?
Me too. I'll change mine because obviously you're not going to pay my dentist bill.
I'll give you money. That's easy.
Unless you want to. Anything pink, anything with a sloth in it, anything. Sparkly. Also, that's good.
Anything pink.
sparkly with a sloth. Maybe.
What if it was a pink sparkly sloth?
Oh, fuck me up.
Do we have, and we have a certain price we don't want to go over? That way we're all not one person giving each other like $100 and a $10 thing.
Yeah.
That way it's fair to all of us.
What
I'm down for whatever. We'll
I'm down for whatever.
I'm down for whatever.
You first, Carlin, and swing it around. Pick one name out of there.
And we don't say, right?
We don't say. Unless it's yours.
That's
you
the
put
secret
it back.
Part. Yeah.
What if I get myself? Then I have to say something.
Then you put it back.
You just put it back. You got someone else?
No, I got someone else. You got someone else.
What? All right, Nishi.
Okay. Oh, they are in there.
And then we'll exchange gifts. Right, God. Now we're going to take Christmas break off, like the week of. So maybe that Friday before we exchange gifts.
While you guys pick your names, I have a quick question for you, Joey. Do you guys celebrate El Día de los Reyes Magos? The Three Wise Men? Because I get gifts
on Christmas.
In Puerto
Rico, yes.
And I get gifts on January 6th.
We do not.
When the Three Wise Men, you leave your shoe out and the Three Wise Men give you a gift.
Like, yeah. Wait, you leave your shoes out?
You leave your shoe out by the Christmas tree.
Your shoe.
And on January 6th, the Three Wise Men stop by and give you a gift the same way they stop by to give baby Jesus gifts.
I don't know why, but like my first question is, do they put the gift in the shoe?
In the shoe, yes.
They do.
It's too big.
Okay.
If it's too big, they'll put your shoe on top of the gift.
That's why I was like, why is the shoe? Like, does the gift go in there? That's cute. I like that a lot. I want to do that.
And that one's usually less expensive gifts.
Is that something that's done on Christmas Eve? Then?
No, on January 6th.
Oh, that's tight.
So you get gifts on Christmas Eve from your family at midnight from, well, I guess your family. And then on Christmas Day, Santa Claus in the morning. And then January 6th in the morning, Three Wise Men.
I kind of like that because everything is a hella on sale at that point. So you can go and find some good shit at that time.
Nice. Yes.
Wow.
Just in case you're wondering how to get more gifts, children. Ooh,
well, I'm excited for the Secret Santa. When are we doing it?
I guess the Friday before we bounce for vacation.
Yes.
Right?
What is that?
I don't know.
It's
we'll
like
figure it.
We'll figure it out. We have time. Right. We have time.
17th, 18th, or something like that.
Oh, my God. So I'm still expecting celebrations for my birthday and then.
Of course.
Obviously.
Why would I not celebrate your birthday?
Duh.
Right, because 22 is a major year.
There's that part. Mm-hmm. All right, y'all. Happy holidays. We still got a month of some change to say that. But we'll be back tomorrow morning, 5:30 to 10. Morning mess. Let's do it again.
Bye.
And happy birthday to your son.
Happy birthday!
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.